to feel special on one particular day. We come a long way. And I think this week we're just going to focus on a lot of self-love. Also figuring out why do we get caught up in these duties and responsibilities and in these labels of the duties and the roles which we play and forget loving ourselves. I think being a woman, sometimes playing the role of a daughter, girlfriend, wife, mother, grandmother, I think that's something which we need to empower ourselves, you know, to come out of these identities and the labels which we play beautifully with full-on responsibility and just focus a bit more on ourselves. So we'll delve further into this. Today we're going to talk about how to find your mojo. Yeah, so repeatedly I've come across many instances in my life and also the people I know in their lives where playing all these roles as a mother, daughter, grandmother, girlfriend, wife, we sort of sometimes, you know, get so much into that responsibility and duty that we stop loving ourselves. And we don't even realize when that's happened, right? It's like a cage you kind of lock yourself in the comfort of it you start staying. And more often than not, what happens is some people just stay in that cage for the rest of their lives. So some people are just in the girlfriend mode or the wife mode or the mother mode, not realizing that, you know, there's a reservoir of potential within us which can be tapped. And I take this as an anchor approach. So an anchor has three spikes to it, right? So that one spike which is going on the left, let's say it's your duties, which are towards your office, your family, non-negotiable areas of your life, right? Your right spike is your responsibilities. Responsibilities are not given, they are taken. We take responsibilities on ourselves. We are responsible for everything around us, right? So those are responsibilities which go outside our immediate circle. And that spike which is in the center is basically your spike of your life purpose. What happens is we get caught up in this web of duties and responsibilities so much as women because we are so giving and so, you know, we are always taking care of everybody around us. That entire focus of self-love towards having a purpose, having a life purpose, just kind of gets dissolved somewhere. And I think women empowerment is about rediscovering that life purpose, acknowledging your mojo and rebuilding it again and again, infusing it with enthusiasm and saying that while I'm responsible for my duties, for my responsibilities, well, I do have this anchor in life, my life purpose, how I see myself moving ahead, which I have to focus on. And you know, the beauty of it is that it will only happen if you know the why of your life. The whole life, we keep focusing on the what, how, when, but we never focus on the why, because the why will connect you back to yourself. The life purpose is the critical spike in your life anchor. While you play the roles and duties, your life purpose is the one which is going to take you ahead. Self-love is independence. Self-love is freedom. Freedom from dependence on seeking, depending on other people, depending on situations. It's about saying that, hey, you know, I'm happy, I'm anchored, I have a life purpose while I'm taking care of my duties and responsibilities. But you know what? I do have something which I have a fallback option. I clearly know my chart for the next 30, 40 years where I'm heading. I think now is the time to pause and take that charge back, be in the driving seat and not be limited to the identities which we've created in our lives and just feel free. That is women empowerment. Hi, by now you must be thinking, well, there's a lot of information, a lot of wisdom. How do we really apply this? I can talk from my life. I think once I found my spiritual calling, that kind of became my true life purpose and anchor, and my duties and responsibilities were along with it, but never without it. It was the sail of my life which basically gave a particular direction to my life. And I think that's what made everything fall in place for me. It's like the missing part of the puzzle was the spiritual life and spiritual seeking. And things have fallen into place. And because of that, a lot of things, whether it's been, having a child at the age of 40, which is supposed to be, you know, risky and difficult, was a natural pregnancy. I went on a sabbatical to take care of myself, fill my life with a lot of self-love. It was very easy, amazing time, just because I had clarity of my life purpose. A lot of insecurities because, you know, you're leaving career after 16, 17 years of working continuously. But I had this passion that, you know, okay, I'm having this child doesn't mean that my life is going to stop at being a mother. And I upskilled myself, taking care of the kid, enjoying the kid growing up. But at the same time, I'm back in my career. I think it's your passion, how driven you are, how anchored you are at the core of it. If you're very connected with your why, you will not get lost at different instances, different stages of your life. Yes, I mean, there'll be areas of your life which would be challenging. I'm not saying all of us are like a final polished product here, nor am I. I have gone through my own setbacks, but there's been a fallback option. The fallback option always been my self-belief, my spiritual techniques, my faith that, you know, we are connected to the larger macrocosm. We are not alone. And the universe manifests a lot of things. You know, it gives and reinforces things which, you know, I believe it has reinforced a lot of things and it's given it back. Let's not get lost in the identities. Women empowerment is all about freedom, yes. But freedom from limited identities, freedom from limited beliefs. It's not about fighting with anything outside. It's not about fighting with situation, things, you know, and people alone, as much as fighting about with our own limited belief system. You know, it's like we are caged inside by our own doing, and we only know where the key is. And we can open the cage and just fly anytime. Yeah, so coming back to the ground again, I'll see you next week with a new series. Bye.